And for example, PX V serving credit, this date is 02/04/2023. Dictation is for Mr. Leslie Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Leslie spells L-E-S-L-I-E. Date of birth is 09/24/1954. This is a 68-year-old gentleman. He was sore throat cough period. Said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. It's gotten worse today. Correction, they said this has been going on for a little while, more 10 days or so, but it's gotten worse in the last 3 days. Described pain as sharp, rated the pain 7/10. Said pain is worse when he swallows. Said pain is confined to his throat and is non-radiating period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports cough. Says cough is productive of green sputum. He denies chest pain. However, he said whenever he coughs hard, sometimes his chest will hurt. And that pain is located diffusely, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports headache. Says headache is only present whenever he coughs, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last. With no changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is a little oriented. Mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2-SAT is 96% of room air. Blood pressure 143/81. Pulse 54. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0, period. Next paragraph. Filled. Erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, uvula. No exudates, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Yes, tender, anterior cervical nodes bilaterally, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient coughs and goes into a cough fit with deep inspiration, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended, secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis. No tenderness of palpation, normal bowel sounds, no rebound. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulatory rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, no organomegaly, no tenderness of palpation, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. He bears weight well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph, assessment of correction. Neuro alert oriented, time 3, cranial nerves, 2/10, normal motor and sensory functions, and normal mood and effect, and normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute strep pharyngitis. Assessment number 2, acute bronchitis. Assessment number 3 is peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, BPH. Number 5, hypertension, period. Next paragraph, in clinic today, we did the following tests: COVID, strep, and influenza, and flu A and B. Strep test was positive, flu A and B were negative, period. COVID was also negative, period. Next paragraph. A chest x-ray was done today. Chest x-ray was read by the radiologist. And the following report, no radiographic evidence of acute cardiopulmonary abnormality. Next paragraph, labs were drawn. These labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, PSA, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D, period. Next paragraph. Patient was discharged with the following medication: 1, amoxicillin, 875 mg, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication. Tesalon, 100 mg, 1 POTID for 10 days, number 30. The next paragraph, the following medication is for his routine. For his routine medical issues, period. 1, gabapentin, 300 mg, 1 POTID for 30 days, number 90. Next, number 2, metoprolol, 50 mg, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Number 3, tamsulosin, 0.4 mg, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, finasteride, 5 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, amlodipine, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Patient was giving the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.